Yeah, there you go.
That was good. That was good. Got to christen the new microphone.
There you go.
That peaked real hard.
All right. I don't have any notes, so we're just going to wing this one.
I mean, that's kind of like...
That is the point.
...thing now, right? So
yeah. Yeah. Hello, and welcome to the first, the next... Who knows? Maybe the last episode of the 70% Complete podcast. It is a podcast where the tangent is the topic. I am your host today. My name is Phil, and I am joined by also your host, Logan.
Hello. We are back.
We're back. I was thinking, I'm pretty sure our last episode was the end of December. So.
Mm-hmm.
We took a nice holiday, you know?
Yeah, just a good most of a year, half of a year, give or take.
Yeah. But I was...
Things happen.
Yes, yes.
We've been doing a lot of things. Most of them have not been show-related. You've cranked out a fair bit of stuff, but...
Yeah, there's videos on the YouTube. I did an entire playthrough of Wolfenstein: The New Order, a video game that I'm sure that we will talk about at some point.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I guess the purpose of this episode is, hey, I guess if you were listening to Codex previously, thank you. That's great. We will
somehow we're still in your feed. Appreciate that.
Yeah, appreciate that. Thank you for, I guess, not having very good feed maintenance. That's great. But mostly just as like a reintroduction to what we're doing. And I guess you have not heard the 70% Complete name before. Part of the things that we were doing, we rebranded. We finally sat down and got a real name. And by got a real name, Logan came up with the name. I deferred that responsibility and had no interest in figuring it out. And I think you came up with a good one. I think it fits.
Yeah, it's representative of at least the last 5 months, if not the prior six when we were still recording episodes.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like the notion there, if it is not quite clear, is... we didn't maybe take the whole Codex thing to its 100% conclusion, but I'd say we probably got 70% of the way through making a casual lore podcast, and yeah. That was good. It was good. I was happy with it.
And it will continue in a form as well. That's yes. Not a dead concept by any means.
Yeah, yeah. I think the crux of the idea, if I'm remembering our conversations from January correctly, is that we like to do things 70% of the way. We get good ideas, and we like those good ideas, but it's that last 30%. We like to try things out, get most of the way there, and then just kind of it fizzles, and it has become a part of our personal brand.
Oh, that's been... Most of my existence, I feel like, has been yes. done on that schedule. Like when you're rearranging a room and you it's somehow significantly more of a mess than when you started, but it's almost done at the same time, and you yes. can finally see the end, and you're just like, man, maybe I could just burn my house down instead of finishing this.
Yeah, so that's what we
kind
did.
Of the vibe. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what we did. We started over. And part of that starting over is like you mentioned, we're doing the thing again. But I think a lot of it comes back to as the past several months has played out, just very broadly. I got a job. I am no longer a stay at home dad. I am now a go into the office dad who has to drop his kid off at school. You also got a job, and then you quit that job, and then you got a new job. Has that all happened?
I think maybe it's close, if not. And I usually switch jobs. I think my shortest tenure is typically like 4 years. So jumping on one within 5-6 months was
a
new hurdle.
Yeah. And then also, like...
Also moved.
Moved.
In a house now instead of in an apartment.
We have spent several weeks now talking about ground fault errors and drop ceiling repairs.
The house is getting better. It was and still is in a state of cosmetic disrepair, we'll say.
Yeah.
Nothing fair. Too terrifying, but a lot of labor time-wise. And uncovering all kinds of issues that I did not expect. But I think we have solved enough of them that we are now recording. So
that's true.
That's clear progress.
You literally set your desk up yesterday?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. This is right now, this is the first time I've turned the desktop on at the desk.
Hell yeah.
It was like 3 minutes before we hopped on here, so.
Nice. And it worked. So
it worked. So here we are. I'm on a new audio setup. I'm on an XLR mic now, which is significantly more complicated of a chain than what we were doing last time. Hadn't tried this yet. Seems to be working so far. We'll see what happens.
But yeah, life has been busy. And part of that has been a bit of a reckoning for us, I think, when it comes to, we have all of these ideas, all of these things that we would like to do, all these different, you know, we have a pretty active chat between the two of us where we're throwing back show ideas left and right. And the thing that we kind of came to is that, well, we currently have a show, but we don't really have the time for seven other shows.
Yeah. Yeah, we're primarily an ideas-based organization, not so much a production-based organization.
Yes. So we kind of thought, fuck it, let's just do them all then. Instead of kind of narrowing, we're doing the worst possible thing you could do as a podcaster, I think. The general idea is that you download an episode to our show, and who the hell knows what the next one is. We'll label them, but, you know, you might be getting a casual lore podcast. You might be getting a show about music. You also might be getting something about the particular Star Trek show. I mean, who knows? And that's kind of the fun of it, is that we don't either.
To be fair, we were basically doing that already and lying about it.
Yeah.
So this is more just
a bit more blatant.
Coming to terms, with... the production schedule we were already doing of like, well, there's like 3 subtitles to these shows already. So let's just steer into the curve here.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, I feel like a part of that just came from, I keep, as we were like preparing for this conversation, the thing that I kept thinking about is that really dumb night that we had planned to record something. And I think we ended up recording 1.5 hours, almost 2 hours of, I guess timely, just absolutely dunking on fandom wikis and plotting our plan to just make our own wiki.
Not just fandom, but But yes. I have deeply held opinions about wikis. Turns out. So, and that was a good time, and it seemed like it was a thing, and then it didn't really fit anywhere, even with our relatively haphazard approach to production before. Now we're gonna be more intentional about our lack of intent.
The tangent is the topic. We'll get there, but you know, who knows what we'll end up digging into. I have some stuff. I there are promises that I made about a particular Lego-based action figure that we would have to return to, and a threat of talking about the Strange Reel, which is turning into a bigger episode than I had planned. But we'll get there.
Yeah. As part of this, we are also going to adjust the release schedule a bit, given that we are more busy than we were 6 months ago, both of us.
Yes. Good news. It won't be every 6 months.
Probably.
Probably. No promises.
Not right away, at least.
But yeah, I think, what did we say? Every 2 weeks,
every
probably?
Other? Yeah, yeah, that's the goal. The goal is every other. That'll probably happen.
Yeah. And if not, you know, there's other stuff that we'll be doing. I think part of this is also, I mean, I have a weird penchant for designy things that I would like to do, and you can obviously catch all of my pontificating about video games and how people make them on the YouTubes. But we have spent a significant amount of time talking about all of the dumb shit that you would like to get up to with your rowing machine or other extreme programming challenges. So I think a lot of that stuff will either, you know, come up in conversation here, or, you know, with other sources of that media will go out. So there will be something, and that's kind of the plan.
Yeah. Yeah. A thing will get published roughly every 14 days. Asterisk.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe that thing is you chopping trees in RuneScape on your rowing machine, which I...
It might be.
Still really need to see.
I am trying to figure out a good way to do that without getting my account banned. So yeah, we'll do an episode on that.
So yeah, that is 70%.
What's our new URL?
I was standing in the shower trying to think about how I would explain this. It's 70% complete. 70% complete.com. It's numeral
percent
seven, zero.
Words. Yes.
Percent word. Yeah. It's confusing. Turns out it's really hard to get a URL that has a symbol in it.
Yeah.
And you know, whatever. That's fine.
Yeah, I just liked the idea of finishing a thing and calling it a 70% complete production.
Yes.
Because that just rolls pretty well.
Yeah.
Did not really consider the URL portion. We're not conflicting with Gordon Ramsay anymore, which I think is a benefit of the
That's
new URL.
True. Yes. Oh my god, yes. Yes, the Gordon Ramsay all recipe, tell me how he makes a hamburger, sure was not helping at all.
No. And you did a full new logo treatment here, which turned out beautifully, if I might say.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was when you sent that over. I was like, okay, yeah, this is the correct choice we are making.
Yes, I am happy with it, and it is mostly done. I will continue to tweak it, but once again, that is the point. What else? Oh, I mean, maybe we will just have to put this to disk, but technically, there is a possible threat of a music-based miniseries that we're working on. So, I guess stay tuned for that.
Basically done with pre-production on that, I feel like. Or very nearly.
Yeah, I mean, if our composer can just get his shit together and figure out what his last album is, we will be ready to go.
I think we just start. I have plans.
Oh, God. Okay.
I have plans for ways we can just start. But yeah, that one is more than 70% through pre-production. That's a far more baked idea than most of our nonsense.
That's true. Should we explain what the concept is?
I mean, you can try, yeah.
Okay. The concept is you have 6 CDs for the remainder of your life to listen to. And we will be going through one disc at a time for all 3 of us. We each get 6 to choose from, and we will be listening to them ahead of time, and then we'll have a good conversation about it. And we will find out how somehow 3 friends who have been friends since high school have incredibly divergent tastes, but also somehow not at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that works.
That's close.
Yeah. That's the most concise elevator pitch we've come up with so far.
Yeah.
So,
you'll get the whole story behind that in episode one, I bet.
Oh, yeah. You just want to tease that and not? Okay. I'm down for that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the six. I think that's it. Let's go out on that. That is what's coming up. We will have some of that stuff to go. We'll have another episode coming out, I guess, in a couple weeks.
We didn't talk about that yet, did we?
We didn't talk about
that. We just want to do that production meeting on air?
Yeah,
Every other episode is just going to be a production meeting now.
All right. There will be a OneNote screenshot that we will attach as the podcast art.
Yep.
And you can see us moving bad sticky notes around. That's riveting conversation.
And, you know, me coming up with secret topics that I only put up in initializations, and then we don't talk about it for 6 months, and I forget what those stand for, and now I have no idea what that topic is. Could be anything.
Okay, but here's the thing. I was not on board with sharing the production meeting out loud with the audience. However, if it's possible that we could crowdsource six initials mean...
There's no way anyone's going to figure it out, man.
But probably not.
It was BIPIR, right?
Oh yeah, it was Bipper. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
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 Who knows?
I don't have a fucking clue anymore.
Impossible.
I've remembered like four other shows that I didn't actually make their way to the OneNote, trying to crack the nut open here on what Bipper was. But
amazing.
I don't have like the vaguest hint of an idea. Usually when I can't remember something, I can tell that information is stored somewhere and I just can't retrieve it. This is a full on file not found situation. I don't have any concept at all what that meant. So
yeah. And that very well could be a year old note.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows what Bipper is?
Yeah.
It was going to be really good though. It was so good that you couldn't even tell me what it actually was.
Yeah. And we're going to have a few more of those actually. Can I spoil another thing that you don't know about yet?
Sure.
As long as we're here. So we have discussed my pastime, I guess I will call this, of picking up dumb shit at auctions for cheap.
Oh yes, yes.
I have a big dumb thing that I got a long time ago that I've not told you about yet because I wanted to wait until we were on mic to do so. And it's been a while.
Do I get to know?
Yeah, I should have taken a picture of it so I can drop it in chat. But I picked up a Cisco telepresence unit of some sorts.
What?
It is a 55-inch TV mounted on casters with a pan tilt zoom camera that's like bigger than a soda can mounted to the top of it.
I love this.
Why are we not talking through it right now? I got it for like $25. Like it was,
what?
Maybe it was 40. I don't know. It was less than $50. I remember for sure it was less than 50 because that was my cap of like, man, this is real dumb. This is real dumb. And I knew it was big. Like I know how big a 55-inch TV is, but I don't know how big a 55-inch telepresence unit is. It was bigger than I thought. And I went to go get it. Yeah.
You don't have a truck.
I don't have a truck. I have a VW Golf. I have a hatchback the size of a roller skate. And this thing is meant for like. This is not a product that is meant to be taken apart by a person normally.
No, of course not.
Yeah, like this is not a consumer. This is some B2B sort of stuff for sure. So I pulled up to get it, and it was at a location. I had to like give them a call when I got there, so the maintenance individual could come to the back door and let me in to get it, because the way these work, they're not allowed to help load anything. Like you pay for the thing, and they open a door and they don't touch the item. They don't touch your car. None of that. So I go to ring the bell at the door, and it's one of those doors with a little window at the top, and I can kind of see like two or three of these things in there, because there were four of them at auction. And I was like, oh, I am in trouble. Like, this is bigger than my car. Like, not even bigger than the inside, like bigger than the outside of my car. This thing is big. It's real big. And it was already, you know, it was up like an 8-inch step too. Yeah, so I got it. There was still snow on the ground. This was a while ago.
Cool.
That didn't help.
No.
I happened to have some hex keys in my car, which is how the stand mounts. If I did not have those, I would have been out of luck.
You would have just had to strap it to the hitch and kind of drive home slow.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I mean, it's on wheels. I could have towed it, I guess. So yeah, it took me, I'm going to say, the better part of an hour.
Oh my God.
To get it apart and get it into the car. Maybe longer, actually. Because it's not meant to be taken apart, and it's definitely not meant to be taken apart by one person in the snow.
Yeah. Yeah, because also it's just a television. So how did you lay it down? How did you do this?
No. No, because I was in a parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you just unscrewed.
So yeah, the way this stand mounts, it doesn't slide into like a full notch, but if you can like compress the stand, what's a good
like
way to
squeeze the legs together like chopsticks?
Kind of, yeah, yeah. If it was in a like perfectly sterile environment with no air movement of any kind, it would probably sit on the stand without hardware.
Okay.
So it was one of those things where if you could kind of like bear hug it while unscrewing it, you could catch it when it fell, basically, was the plan that I had to execute. And then I had to, you know, Tetris that thing into my little hatchback and then get the stand in there. Yeah, it was.
Oh, my God.
Like, you and I have moved a lot of stuff together.
Yes.
I have packed a lot of trucks. I'm pretty good at it. It's one of the few things I feel pretty comfortable saying I'm decent at doing. It was one of the more impressive packing jobs I've ever done, getting this stupid thing and that stand into that hatchback.
Amazing. Okay,
so yeah, but I don't know what we're going to do with it yet.
Does it work?
The panel's not cracked. It turns on. It displays an image as it's supposed to. There's a software layer on it that I haven't messed with yet.
Okay.
Because when I brought it right here. Yeah. Yeah, I brought it right to the house, and we were still at the apartment at the time. So there was not a network set up here. So to access it, from what I've gathered reading online, is I needed a network to do it, and I just haven't found the time to try to set it up yet. I got far enough to realize that it probably will work, which is all I needed to know at the time.
Yeah.
At bare minimum, it should be a 55-inch TV. I have a deeply held vendetta against the concept of smart TVs, which means I can never buy another TV again. So that was kind of part of this also.
So you bought a telepresence machine. That's amazing.
I bought the smartest TV. Yeah.
Yeah. Somehow. But it don't got no apps on it. So
no, no.
No Netflix button on this remote.
It doesn't even have a remote.
You're going to have to get off your ass and go turn it on?
It has an HDMI input, so.
Okay.
I'll just plug a thing into it. Actually, I also think it's pretty controllable through like a webhook. Like, I think I can control it from my computer.
Oh, that's fun. By like
dialing directly into its IP address on the network and messing with it from there. I don't know. We will. This will be an episode of either video or audio at some point.
Oh my God.
Futzing around with that thing.
I love that.
It's so big. yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Well,
if I had seen it in person before I bid on it, I maybe would not have.
No, that's no fun.
I'm not upset about it, but it is definitely the most annoying thing I've purchased so far.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. How many Dazor lamps does it weigh? Like two?
Oh. Probably like eight, I would guess.
Okay, I mean, that's still, that is still fewer lamps than I want. But okay.
I mean, those lamps are real heavy.
Like, yeah.
Those lamps are cast iron, and the stand here is aluminum, so.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. I mean, hey, you got a 55-inch television that has its own artsy stand, which I feel like is just as much as buying a TV these days. So that's kind of cool. And you can wheel it around.
And I can wheel it around. That was my thought. I was like, well, even if like this thing becomes too arduous because of how big it is, I can get rid of the TV. And I can now I can make you design an adapter for me so I can like Visa mount something on there.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And I'll put something smaller. I don't know. Better. I think it's going to end up in the garage where our home gym is.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. With it being on wheels and it can just kind of go where it's needed there.
Yeah, that's fun.
But it's in the basement right now where I am. And that would require me to get it back up the stairs. Which, yeah, that wasn't, coming down the stairs wasn't neat. So I can't imagine going up them is going to be any easier. So maybe it lives down here.
Do you have to take it apart?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You definitely do. I mean, the footprint on that stand is probably, I don't know, 3 feet by 4 feet, something like that. Maybe bigger.
That makes
sense.
And
then the TV is, I don't know, it's big. It's a 55-inch TV. Does not have a thin bezel on it because that's not what it's trying to do.
Yeah, it's not that kind of TV.
No. It is exceptionally dumb in a way that I'm on board with, though.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah. I will not besmirch you for having this dumb television. That is a perfectly fun thing to have.
And it's a COVID era device, and they were selling them for like north of $2,000 at the time.
Yeah, I was, before COVID, I was trying to get my company to purchase something very similar to that. I think it was like the Microsoft version of it. But we were in procurement talks, and they were probably $3,000 to $5,000 a piece. So hey,
yeah, that sounds about right.
You got it for literally 1%, which is good.
My partner has been worried that I will find a way to motorize the wheelbase and make a pursuit TV of some kind. So
I mean, that does.
We have some stretch goals.
Could you? Wait, could you turn the telepresence camera around and instead of having a pursuit television, have a follow television?
Oh.
So you always can see what's ahead of you through picture in picture, and then...
So you want me to just walk towards the... Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like you could just walk and have Gundam Wing playing in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds all right.
We could put like a, either like an IR or an ultrasonic, sort of system on there to measure distance, and tie that in so it stays, you know, X number of feet ahead of you as you walk.
That sounds all right.
Yeah.
I don't know. This seems pretty nice.
Take my TV for a walk. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't see what's wrong with that. Yeah. That sounds all right to me.
And this is the kind of dumb shit that didn't fit into the Codex concept.
Yeah.
which is why we're doing things differently now. Because, man, I don't know. I'm going to do something stupid with that TV. And I have 3 days or lamps now. And the one that I had working broke on the way here. So that's a bummer.
I mean, you're gonna retrofit LEDs in that thing anyway, so.
Yeah, and I think it's just the tubes that didn't survive the journey, which is
fine.
That
makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I bought a goddamn 3D printer, so we're just in it now.
Yeah. I bought a drum kit. That happened since we last out here. I picked up another instrument. How many damn instruments do I have now? Oh, why?
I forgot about the e-kit. Yes.
Yeah.
You bought a drum kit. You bought a drum kit, and then you had to return the drum kit when half of it arrived, and then you had to buy another drum kit. Yeah. So,
Yeah. We'll avoid turning this into Vendetta Cast. I'm just going to bitch about wikis and Guitar Center, but...
That's the great content you can expect from us when you tune in to an episode of the 70% Complete Podcast. Mostly bitching about wikis and also Guitar Center, just for reasons.
Yeah, I have reasons for all of them. They're very valid.
All right.
We've devolved. We gotta get the hell out of here. Apparently,
quoting Hot Fuzz.
Let's see if this works real quick before we go. Does this do anything? No? Maybe? No?
No?
No. Wait. Wait a minute.
That's a little demon.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, no. I know how it works. Okay. So be ready for this to pop out once in a while. I got a soundboard now.
Oh, that's terrifying.
I can do stuff. Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, listen, we're playing with audio effects. We're talking about vendettas. I think it is.
I assume you'll cut
home.
The last 10 minutes out. Yeah.
Yeah. thanks. Listen, if somehow we are still in your feed, it's been 6 months. We don't need to still be in your feed. But hey, if we are, that's great. Thanks for listening. GordonHamburger.com is no longer the site to go to. Instead, you need to go to 70%complete.com. And it's a good website. You know, there's reviews there. There's links out to videos. We'll probably get some weird telepresence shit in there. Who knows? The telepresence robot is going to be a thing that is going to come up somewhere.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, go to the website. You can find all of our links there and everything. And, yeah, thanks for listening. We'll see you in 2 weeks when we have inexplicably something else. The thing that I will leave you with as a tease, possibly. Who knows if we'll ever get there. Did you know that the Ace Combat universe and Ridge Racer are the same?
No.
And Galaga. Also Galaga. It's all the same.
I'm not gonna let myself start asking you questions about this.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.